We are back. It is the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. And, of course, the Gunsmiths here Saturday mornings from 8 until 9. The Gunsmith, that's John.
Yeah, Jonathan you said Smith. It plural the first time. I'm like, oh, you know, it is the Gunsmith Show.
It is.
And last week it was.
And it was, the original. He was back.
Yeah, we had Jake on here for a little
Jake
while.
Jake was on there. Those are the two gunsmiths. I'm not a gunsmith. I'm the sidekick. I push the buttons.
You're starting to get there, though.
I'm the engineer, the operator. That's all I do. I'm not getting anywhere, John.
Oh, come on now.
This guy is, though. We've got Mel Smith with us from PJS Promotions, who's got a big show coming up next weekend.
He sure does. Mel, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Hey, getting really excited, John.
Oh, no kidding. What a venue. I am so happy you've picked this spot. Mainly because it's 6 miles from my house.
That's
handy. I can run home and get breakfast if I needed to. You know, it's kind of nice.
Boy, that is cool. You know, I'll tell you something. We've been looking for a spot for quite a while to do a show, and when that place became available.
We're talking about the Mount Morris exit right there off 75. It used to be the
Stadium Store.
Campus Den. Stadium Store right there.
It's northwest corner.
That's a giant building. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of room there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge. We're expecting to have over 400 vendor tables.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, we're going to have everything. We're going to have guns, knives, you know, sporting collectibles, ammunition, probably by the boatload. It's going to be just chock full of stuff. And one thing that's going to be missing is there's not going to be piles of flea market stuff. It's going to be a gun and knife show.
That's right. You always run clean shows, and I appreciate that. I mean, every now and then I might find a really good pen fishing reel I'm looking for, but other than that, that's an oddity, you know. But every now and then I'll find one there. But you do a wonderful job on your shows, and I'm glad to be a part of every single one of them. Mel, with your shows, are you going to have your table set up as well?
Oh, yeah. We'll have a table with some military display, you know,
have
for the museum.
Awesome stuff. Yeah.
Museum, for sure.
Yeah, tell a little bit about that museum. Let's hear about
from, you know, being with me for all these years.
Yeah.
I've been collecting military memorabilia for about 40 years.
Wow.
And about 6 years ago, we opened up a museum right downtown Bay City. We actually call ourselves the Michigan Traveling Military Museum.
Right.
But we do traveling exhibits. Well, we got ourselves an actual museum at 725 Washington Street in Bay City.
Good.
And you know what we do is we use the funds from the shows, the profit from the shows, to basically expand the museum, buy artifacts, and, you know, honor our veterans. Because, you know, again, without veterans, we wouldn't be having any shows. We wouldn't be having nothing.
You're exactly right. Now, with your museum and the stuff you have at your shows, I kid around because I'll see people just drooling at your memorabilia. And I kid around saying that needs to be set up like a salad bar where there's a glass shield in front of the guns so that they don't drool on them as they walk by and see your guns.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There's something about the military stuff. And, you know, we specialize in U.S. and German and Japanese.
Yes.
And the people really seem to be enamored with the captured material.
Oh,
you know,
certainly.
The Jap swords or German daggers or medals.
Yep.
Because it's not something you see every day.
Right.
You know, the real thing, you know, and they're all used to watching some of the great movies like Saving Private Ryan or Fury or,
right.
You know. And it gives them a chance to kind of see things that, you know, are real from that time frame. And I've always been one to preserve the history. And we're always buying things, John. I bought stuff this week.
Oh,
the museum is always buying stuff. And we're trying to tell the veteran stories. So this show again, is, you know, helping the museum, you know, as well as providing one beautiful show. I mean, this thing, John, is going to be awesome. They are going to walk in and see tables full of guns.
Yep.
I mean, tables. They're going to see shotguns, hunt rifles, ARs.
Yep.
You know, every type of that, and handguns, a concealed weapon.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and sporting collectibles. You're going to see, like you said, fishing rod or archery. There's going to be, you know, a mixed bag of stuff.
Yep. And, yep.
Again, I challenge anybody to go to the show and not find the ammunition they need.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it's always there. Oh, and the reloading stuff. I get a lot of reloading components there. You know, I like to find oddball batches of bullets. I'm like, oh, I've been looking for these for 20 years, you know, and there it is. Because somebody, you know, is unfortunately at the age of some of these collectors, some people pass on and their estate sells the stuff. And next thing you know, it's at the show and it's available at a great price. And I always leave with something. I don't ever remember leaving a gun show empty handed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. With Nell Smith shows, we attract a mixture. In other words, we have our larger dealers.
Yes.
But we also have hobbyists, you know, folks that, you know, have stuff in their closet or their basement, which they really don't need.
Right.
And, you know, they bring it out to a venue like this in the area, you know, where they won't maybe go anywhere else. And so when you walk in there, there's always, like you said, these tables with these little bargains that you trip over stuff that you never expect to see.
Right.
You know, at a traditional gun show.
Right. And it's a blessing. I appreciate it. I look of it, you know, in the summertime, we get into hot rod swap markets and swap meets, motorcycle swap meets. I kind of think of it like that. But we do everything legal and everything's good and above board. And we make sure we keep our eyes on each other when we're there and make sure that, you know, we're watching over each other's tables and helping folks and trying to give, you know, we're not lawyers, but we're trying to give honest information to people to help them, because there's a ton of questions asked there. And people are eager to learn.
And the thing is, like you stressed, we follow the laws to the letter.
Yes.
In other words, when you come into the show, you're required to follow the laws when it comes to buying, you know, firearms.
Right.
And, you know, as you know, the Michigan laws have changed, you know, about from last year.
Sure have, yeah.
And, what we should probably do is tell the folks that if you're a person who's coming to the show that is interested in buying a handgun and you're not a concealed weapon holder,
right,
have a license for that, if you just come in and say, hey, I want to pick up a plinker or I want to pick up a gun for my security, you have to go to your police or sheriff's department and get a purchase permit.
Exactly.
To buy a handgun. And again, even if you're a concealed weapons holder license, you have to get a purchase permit. Or if you don't have that concealed weapons license, if you want to buy a rifle or a shotgun, you do have to stop by the police department and get a form too. It's basically the same form.
Right.
But they're not registering the rifles. So in other words, when you go to the police department, you get a form, which is good for like 30 days.
Right.
You can go to the show, and if you buy a shotgun, you can do a, through a dealer, they'll do the proper paperwork using your little purchase permit. And if it's a private individual, the same thing. But you're not required to go, you know, take the paperwork back and register the rifle or shotgun.
Right.
But you do have to register the handguns. And I always tell people, go to the, your law enforcement place before the show.
Yes.
And get one. Because otherwise, you know, you have this disappointment where you get to the show.
I mean, what do you mean I can't take it? Yeah.
yeah, you got what you find the perfect firearm.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I can't deliver to you here. You can leave a deposit and pick it up later. But it's so much better, especially maybe some of these vendors are from Grand Rapids. So, it's a long drive to finish the transaction. Yeah. So
Mel,
you really want to come prepared.
What's the timeline? So it's next weekend. And mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday up at the Birch Run Expo. Well, Mount Morris
Road.
It's the former campus den. It's right at exit 126 there. It's so easy to get in and out. Morris exit, I-75, 126. But if you go to your local police department, this is a week. Show's next weekend.
Yes.
Do they have time to get that still?
Oh, yeah.
How long does it take?
They can go on over, you know, all next week right up to Friday. Usually those places are closed for permits on Saturday.
Yes.
So you want to do it between Monday and Friday. And they have a long life on the permits now, where years ago when you would get what I always called the old green slip to buy a handgun,
yes,
they were only good for 10 days.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the new ones are good for like 30 days.
Yep.
And if you don't...
So in other words,
if you don't
you got
find
it, you know.
Yeah, if you don't find a gun, no harm, no foul. But you want to be ready in case you do. That's what if that's what you're going for. You don't want to be disappointed.
Yep.
You just want to because again, you know that we're going to have such a like you said, we're going to have a tremendous variety, and there's going to be something for everybody. And the last thing you want is, you know, is to be disappointed. And I would also recommend to the members of the public who are interested in attending the show and buying things, I would bring cash.
Yeah,
because some of the guys who are exhibitors there are not professional dealers.
Yeah,
and they don't offer Visa and MasterCard.
Right.
You know, they, and of course in today's world, you know, personal checks are kind of frowned on because you don't know who the person is you're getting the check from. You know, really.
Right.
So I recommend cash to avoid disappointment too.
Yep.
Because some folks are more than happy to take a card. They have a regular business established,
sure.
But some are just a private individual. Got two or three of their own personal guns they're disposing of, and if you want one, I'm telling you, cash is king.
Yep, cash is king, and harder. It's getting harder and harder for vendors to get a Visa or a MasterCard as well because they're in the gun business.
As a processor,
processing cards. It's tough.
Well, and it costs you. In other words, a lot of times the vendors will pass on the cost of the transaction on the price of the gun. So if you buy a $500 gun, a lot of these vendors are paying 3 or 4%. So it's going to cost you $15, $20 more.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Mel, we're running out of time here, but times of the show.
Oh, yeah, no problem. It's Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Good.
And then Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Very good.
So 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. And again, it's in Mount Morris, formerly Campus Den. It's right there at exit 126. It's right off the highway. You can't miss the thing.
Northwest corner of I-75 and Mount Morris Road. Easy, right behind the big gas station there in the corner.
Right next door.
Yep. It's on a little trail.
We're going to have a lot of signage,
You
too.
Always do.
So it's going to be very easy to find.
It's how I learned how to drive through Lapeer, was finding your gun shows in Lapeer.
Because those yellow signs help.
Follow the signs.
People appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, they do. They help a ton. And so admission is $10. And children 12 and under are free with an adult. And
absolutely.
And if you bring your guns in, make sure they're unloaded, of course. If you're bringing something in that you want to sell or swap or trade, and get those purchase permits ahead of time. Don't wait till the last minute. Get it done as soon as you can. Well, Mel, we got to get going, brother. Thank you so much for putting on a great show in our area. We appreciate it. And all for all the Lapeer shows you do, too. Thank goodness for Mel Smith.
Check out
I appreciate it, guys. I just love the hobby, as you know, as we all do. And I'm telling you, people are going to love this show.
Oh, you know it. It's a great venue. I'm really looking forward to seeing you up there.
Next weekend. Don't miss it.
Yeah. All right, Mel. Thank you so
much.
Mel,
good to talk to you.
You bet. Take care, fellas.
Bye-bye now.
We'll be back right after this. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.